A brown lad collapsed like a falling brick wall under four thunderous punches from the hairbaid. Lug Lug had crossed blades with another one as Mordy spun around, kicking the spear from a vermin's grasp, catching it in midair and breaking it over its owner's skull. Little Yick was howling like a wolf, dancing on Mordy's shoulders and tugging at her ears.
Bag, bag, punch his nose, jolly good, more, more.
As Lug Lug ran his adversary through, Mordy, who could not duck and weave so well with Yick dancing and yanking on her, took a sharp blow to her ribs from a spear butt. The shrewd chieftain leapt in, fending off her attacker. He roared,
"Let's get out of here, miss! Double quick!"
They turned and ran back from the stream bank. One of the brown rats took out a carved bone whistle and began blowing the alarm. Two more vermin jumped from the bushes either side of the fugitives. Fortunately, they were as surprised to encounter the escapers as Mordy and Lug Lug were to see them pop out like that. Both the hairmaid and the shrew kicked out fiercely, knocking their foes aside. They hurtled on their way with shouts welling behind them from several directions.
"Here they go! Stop them!
Shringle, I see them, they're up ahead!
Circle out and cut them off, quick!"
Lug Lug judged by the hubbub building up either side of them, plus the shaking of shrubbery, that they would soon be surrounded. He cut off into the woodlands at a new angle, panting to Mordy.
"If we don't shake them off, we're right in the soup, missy."
Dodging around tree trunks, the hairmaid followed him, with Yick clinging to her ears, thoroughly enjoying his wild ride, squeaking medley.
"Right in a soup, faster, missy, missy."
Now the pounding of vermin paws was all about them. The area was teeming with mud-coated brown rats. Then Grunt and Curdley's shouts were heard. He had joined the hue and cry and was running his litter bearers ragged. Now that his voice was back to normal.
"Move, you slop-coated carcasses! Noro, can you see them? Where in the name of Hellgate are they?"
The scout bellowed back.
"I can't see them, boss, but they're somewhere round here. I can hear a little 'un squeaking."
Mordy was reaching up to silence Yick again when she stumbled and tripped. She had the presence of mind to grab the shrew babe from his perch on her shoulders as she fell. Clutching Yick close to her, she landed face up in an old dried-out stream bed. Lug Lug came leaping in after her. Fortunately, the trench bottom was padded thickly with seasons of moss and dead leaf loam. Mordy cast a swift glance up at the inward curving banks above them. A sudden ruse popped into her head. She whispered to Lug Lug,
"Get under this ledge and cover ourselves with loam. It's our only blinking chance, what?"
They rolled under the curve of the overhead bank and began building up masses of crisp brown leaves and damp moss around them. Yick wrinkled his little nose.
"Us right in a soup. I don't like it here."
Lug Lug muttered fiercely,
"Give him to me, miss."
Mordy passed the babe over to the Gowsim chieftain. The intensity of Lug Lug's tone scared Yick into silence.
"Now you listen to me, you little pestilence. We're going to hide here as best we can. And just one word, one squeak, even one loud breath from you, and I'll paddle your tail so hard that your teeth will hurt. Don't speak, just nod, if you understand me."